Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
God gives you a vision, a word over your life, but sometimes you couldn't feel further away from that greatness. And oftentimes, the things that you endure on your way to that greatness, it just don't make sense. On this episode of A Great Life, we'll talk about what the process in between your greatness might look like. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little bit different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. I'm excited to talk about this because I truly believe God shows us what the process in between can kind of look like based on the story of Joseph. Now, obviously it's not verbatim, but I believe based on Joseph's journey, we can explore a few things that we may encounter as we get closer to our greatness that the Lord has spoke over our life. Now, if you don't know, Joseph is the son of Israel, whose previous name was Jacob until God named him Israel. Now, Jacob had two wives. One of their names was Rachel, and Rachel was the wife that he favored. He loved her dearly. It took her a while to conceive, but when she finally did, their first son's name was Joseph. And Jacob loved Joseph. The scripture says he loved Joseph so much because he had him in his older age. So maybe he kind of shared that grandparent kind of love, you know. If you're close with your grandparents, then you know that the love you two have for each other is different than the love you have for your parents. It's just a little extra special. So Israel really favored his son Joseph. And everyone knew it. Even all his previous sons, they all knew. Joseph was their father's favorite, and they hated him for it. And so one day, Joseph has a dream about the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to him. Now, the sun and the moon are going to be the mother and the father, and the 11 stars are going to be his brothers. And when he wakes up to tell them this, they are livid. You're dreaming that we're going to bow down to you. Oh God, here we go. The beloved son. Now we got to bow down to him. So Joseph has already established a unique gift, a unique vision, and he's already set apart. So something we can take from this is in your journey to your greatness, Chances are, if God has given you the vision, you are the one that is set apart in your family. You are the chain breaker, in a sense. And because you are already set apart, there will be things about you that just don't naturally connect with everyone else. So in this journey, you're probably going to be hated by some of the people closest to you. Now, that may not be the case for everyone, but for some, you may experience that partiality in your journey. But that's okay, because that's a part of the process. Now, not only did Joseph have to experience hate from the people closest to him who should be loving him the most, his siblings, they sell him off to Egypt. So he becomes a slave to Potiphar. Now, Potiphar is a wealthy household. And because God is with Joseph, now when God gives you a word, it don't matter how good or bad your circumstances are looking, he is still with you. He is training you for great things. So he had to go through hate. Now he's going through an enslaved situation. However, because everything that Joseph touches prospers, he becomes head over everything in Potiphar's house. Now, the beautiful thing about this is, think of all the things that he learned in Potiphar's house. Now, I don't know all the in-depths of his duties in this household, but I can only assume that it required a lot of leadership, different tasks, hospitality, dealing with multiple personalities, probably dealing in financial things, having a very well-rounded managerial type of mindset. So one can only assume that during this process, he had some pretty significant hands-on training. Now, Joseph was only 17 when he was sold to Egypt. So we're dealing with a pretty young man. And the Bible specifies that he was handsome and he was built well. So this is a good-looking guy, and he's probably growing up in this house, turning into a man. And Potiphar's wife, she's like, oh, sleep with me. And Joseph is like, no, this man put me in charge of everything in this house except you. And why would I do this thing? You're his wife. So he runs out, and the wife lies on him and says the opposite of what happened. So Potiphar gets super angry, rightfully so, because he's like, I've giving you the keys to my kingdom and you want to go after my wife, even though it wasn't even true. It had to happen, because now Joseph will be sent to jail, but not just any jail. Joseph is sent to the jail that the king utilizes. So he ain't just in there with Joe Blow and who's who and what's not. He's in there with people who work for the king. Even though he don't deserve to be down there, he's still taking his greatness and his good traits with him. So God is still with him. Joseph is granted favor over the prison by the warden. So all the duties of being there are placed upon Joseph. Once again, he's getting some serious on-job training. So Joseph is basically running the jail, and he ends up deciphering the dreams of two people. Now, he tells them, don't forget him. One of them ends up dying, and the other one gets restored back into their role in the kingdom. It would be about 2 years that would pass before the cupbearer would remember Joseph. And that was simply because the king had a dream that no one could decipher. So the cupbearer says, well, there is this guy in the prison who can decipher dreams. So Joseph deciphers the dream. And after that, history is made. He becomes second to no one but the king. And when the famine comes over the land of Egypt, his family ends up bowing before him. And obviously, Israel was thrilled that his favorite son is still alive and thriving. I wanted to break this story down because when we look at the story of Joseph, we see so many dynamics. He had to go through prison. He was wrongfully accused. He was sold into slavery. He was hated by the people who should have loved him and protected him the most. But also in that journey, he had to learn new skill sets. He had to maintain excellence, even though I'm sure there were plenty of times where he just wanted to cry, give up, where he felt hurt, separated from his family, separated from the one person who truly loved him, which was his father. And I'm sure his mother loved him as well. When God has placed a calling over your life, when you are the chain breaker in your lineage, the chosen one, we should say, you have to endure. We don't know all the intricate details in what each other's journeys will look like, but Joseph's story does at least highlight the things that you will probably endure during the journey, because the process to becoming great is a training ground. As you walk through your journey, the Lord will train you himself, because he is always with you every step of the way. Despite what it looks like, despite being in prison, despite being wrongfully accused, despite being hated, the Lord was with Joseph every step of the way, teaching him and guiding him, making sure he acquired certain skill sets, growing his mindset as a young man into manhood, teaching him how to deal with all kinds of people, places, things, and random things that may come at him, showing him how to be a quick thinker and fast on his feet, but at the same time, designating a specific time and place for him to be raised up. Joseph had to be in prison. He had to have those conversations. He had to be in the king's prison specifically to be raised right up into the king's house. Everything God does in our life not only has an order, but it has a purpose. If God said it, it will be done. You will not go without. You will be everything and more that he is telling you. You are more than a conqueror. You are the chain breaker in your family. But to much is given, much is required. And the journey has a lot of requirements. But the beauty is, God is with you every step of the way. So keep stepping, keep your faith up, keep partnering with God, and know that he is with you, and that he is training you, and that he is preparing you for your greatness, because your greatness has requirements. And just because the word is spoken over you doesn't mean you have acquired the requirements to stand in that place. We all have to grow. We all have to evolve. It just is what it is. But in that designated time, you will be lifted up to the land where kings dwell. May God bless you in all that you do, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. Also, if you'd like to support this channel and podcast, make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Peveris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Reimagine your reality in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com.